My mom became single a couple years ago, and I had to grow up, and in order to keep my lifestyle, I had to find different ways to stay financially ahead of the game, keep my phone, keep a car, transportation, and all that stuff. So I had to find ways to be entrepreneurial.
An organization called the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, or NIFTY, helped the young man get started. Both he and his mother, Carla Quigg, admit that he had a hard time developing a business plan.
He quit the class, which I was very disappointed.
It was extremely hard for myself to find a business to start and run with it. But once I had that aha moment, or what I knew I wanted to go with, it was really easy and extremely fun.
At the time, Vincent worked for the electronics store Best Buy. He says people always came into the store with broken electronic devices. He decided that repairing those devices was what he wanted to do. He not only re-registered for the NIFTY class, but he also won the organization's national competition for Best Young Entrepreneur. Estelle Reyes is executive director for NIFTY in Los Angeles.
He has an incredible gift for presenting himself and his dreams in a very compelling way that engages everyone to rally around him.
His business has grown through word of mouth. Vincent says he now fixes up to 10 phones per week. He earns about $1,500 each month in sales. Risa Munoz is one of his satisfied customers.
I actually looked him up on the internet because I had heard so much about this kid and how he won Entrepreneur of the Year. So I looked him up and I was like, ooh, I want him to fix my phone.
Tech World has two other employees. Casey Wheeler is one of them.
He's such an amazing kid, and you always see his wheels turning with ideas every day, and it's really inspiring for him to be so young and pushing and have the drive. It's amazing to me.
Casey Wheeler works on the technical side of the business. Vincent Quigg now deals with finances and planning. He says he wants to continue to grow his business. His biggest goal, he says, has always been to work for himself.